This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now to review what's going on in the world, the News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review. Sometimes I refer to it as the Talk Radio Roundup. And as we begin this week in this hour of our countdown overview with information supplied to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They prepare charts for every week of the year, top 10 stories, according to the research that they do, listening actually to the talk radio programs, talk radio stations, hosts around the country, whether they be national hosts or regional, local hosts, all of these things factor into the list. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. And so what we're going to do now is take a bit of a different approach to this, bringing in my DJV clan, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV morning program. Assets of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, and the natural chemistry that we have working together. I think this is as good a way as any to try to review the stories, because we have different points of view, all of us. And it's a good way, because we've had the conversations already, to sort of bring you up to date on what we've discussed this week, so you can hear our spin on these stories in an organized fashion, i.e. from number 10 to number 1. So I'm going to go through the list, and then we'll pick some of the things that we think we know what the top 2 or 3 items are. Are they the only ones that are important? No. All of them have they certainly have legs and have a reason for being. That's why they're in the story list to begin with. At number 10, the shooting in Germany. Whatever there is to say about that, it's just more of the same senseless violence. I don't know how much of this you ladies paid attention to, but it's all over the world. We think sometimes that it's unique to America, and people around the world refer to us as the Wild West, but no more. All this stuff is going on all over the place, and some of it has pretty ugly ramifications. So is there more that needs to be said about it? Certainly, we didn't talk about it much on the DJV. We didn't talk about it at all this week,
because we were so you're so focused in on what's happening here. But right. the police there are suspecting that it's a case of far right extremism, and that is what seems to be plaguing. I mean, there's so many groups in our country.
Nazism.
Antifa on the other side of the aisle, another one here in our country that makes protests that are supposed to be peaceful, they make them violent. And so anybody who starts to go off to the extreme and says that violence is the only answer, obviously this is happening more and more as we get more polarized all over the globe, not just here in our country.
Speaking of polarization, number 9, a focus on social media, free speech, privacy. There is a nice element. I was talking about our Facebook, the facebook.com/DJV post of a lot of, it was Dog Day the other day, National Dog Day, and so, or Pet Day, I think it was, Victoria, wasn't it? It was
National Love Pet Your Day. Pet Day. Yep.
Love Your Pet Day, right.
Not
okay.
Just for dogs, yeah.
So, right.
Yeah,
so
not just for dogs. You got to let some cat lovers in there and some bird lovers.
Right, exactly, yeah. So I had, we'd asked for posts of people and their dogs or their cats or their pets. And it was a nice use, I think. That's the way, in my own personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, I try to be gentle and comfortable, and I try to use that space for good stuff. And that's the same thing we try to do at DJV Show. So if you want to participate, just check it out. I don't know, in terms of, Victoria, you're the person we usually go to for all things technology-wise, the social media stuff. This is going to be an argument or a discussion that never has a winning side, because whenever free speech comes into the fold, it's very confusing. Okay, what really constitutes free speech?
Well, the reason that this is number nine on the list this week is because Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook and founder of Facebook, was speaking in Europe at a convention or a panel about cybersecurity and social media and things like that. And he kind of it surprised people by calling for more regulation, because Facebook doesn't want to have to create their own rules, and they would rather have a government or governments around the world tell them, this is what constitutes hate speech, this is okay, this is where the line is. And Facebook said that they don't want too much regulation, but at the same time, Zuckerberg said he really wants governments to be making that decision. It is a slippery slope, because then people can say, well, it's not hate speech, it's my opinion, and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of this really stems from political ads, and Facebook has admitted that they are not fact-checking any ads. Now, the only thing that you have to do, if you are a candidate running, regardless of whatever office it is, if you're buying an ad, you do have to say who paid for the ad. That's the only thing that Facebook requires.
Well, that's the only thing government requires. The government doesn't, and when you buy political advertising on radio or TV, always at the end the tag is, I'm Bill Smith and I approve this ad. That's it. That's all that's required. There's no fact-checking on any of the ads that go on television or radio either.
Which is why this bothers me. There's a lot to hold accountable. Google, Facebook, there's a lot to hold them accountable for. But when you have actually people who have to make informed decisions, you have to take it with a grain of salt, what you're seeing on television, what you're seeing on ads on Facebook. You can't let yourself be confused by that stuff. And you have to take some responsibility for the choices that you're making, too.
But we're teaching people to be dull.
Yeah,
our country,
and dumb.
The educational system is aimed at dull and dumb. It's like, remember that movie Dumb and Dumber? And you know, that's what we're producing here. Zombies who are only interested in their devices. Yeah, there are exceptions. There are good schools, good students, all that stuff that shine. But the average person is stuck. It's like all the people that argue about the difference between rich and poor. Well, smart and dumb, I think, fit into the same category. Maybe you ought not to use those terms so slow and fast, maybe, when it comes to using your mental acuity. But
yeah, I mean, realistic nowadays, but it's like you have to still take some responsibility for what you're consuming and how you're consuming it and how much impact it has on your decision-making.
Yep. Up next on the overview, our countdown, the radio review, number eight, a focus on immigration reform, as we continue here on this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Pop in here when she feels like there's something that is important that she wants to address. Number eight, as we work our way toward number one on the story list this week, focus on immigration reform, which I think, ought to be part of the presidential campaign, although we haven't heard. These people are so busy, you know, trying to make each other look stupid that they're not really talking about the issues. But certainly immigration reform is an issue, and it does get talked about oftentimes in the individual meetings. And I think because it was Nevada this week, where a third of the voters are Latino, right? Isn't that
Yeah.
In Nevada?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big focus. There are a lot of illegals in Nevada. A lot of people are driving. I think there was another instance here in California. Jennifer, if I remember correctly, some guy had been deported three times, and he was arrested again yesterday for, was it murder or something? He had all kinds of things. And instead of trying him, they just put him on a plane and throw him back to where he came from, and he's come back here.
But that's lucky. That means he wasn't in a sanctuary city or state. The reason I think immigration is trending this week is because Mayor Garcetti from Los Angeles and the police chief, Michael Moore, from the Los Angeles Police Department, stood side by side on a video that was released and said essentially that they are no longer going to cooperate with the federal government, that California is a place where people can come without the expectation of being sent back home. But what the real, I think, the piece of information that's very misguided about sanctuary cities and states is that if you live in a sanctuary city that you can just walk freely and that no one's going to come with a butterfly net and send you back home, that's not what the federal government is asking. The federal government is saying if someone is in a city, commits a crime, gets charged with the crime, gets convicted on the crime, goes to jail, then they want cooperation with the local law enforcement official to turn those people, when they get out of jail, over to federal customs enforcement, to ICE agents. That's what they're asking for. And by the mayor of Los Angeles and some of these other cities across the country saying that they refuse to do that, I mean, it's my estimation that they're harboring fugitives. And I'll tell you what, if I had someone that I was harboring in my house, I'd be thrown in jail. So it seems odd that we're not going to go after these elected officials. That's what I'd call for.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's number eight. Number seven, the focus on the Me Too movement with the continuation of the Weinstein trial. And certainly there have been some things that have come up this week. Women and Bloomberg and all of that stuff that goes along with it that can't be dismissed somehow.
Well, the Weinstein trial, though, that's kind of interesting because the jury is in deliberations. They've been in deliberations for several days, and now they're asking
for a lot. Yeah,
they want to rehear some of the testimony again.
Does that mean that that his lawyers have created doubt, obviously, in the minds of the jury? It's not slam dunk, you're guilty, right?
I don't know. One of the actresses, who actually was pretty well known for a time, Annabella Sciorra, she was on The Sopranos, and she's been in several movies. Her testimony was that he raped her in the 90s, and so they want to rehear her testimony. If they believe her testimony, then that can kind of trigger a domino effect for the other women who have testified and for the charges that they can actually slap him with. So it'll be interesting to see where they go from that.
All right, continuing on in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review as we look at the number 10 or the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
On our talk radio review for the week of February 17th through the 21st, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the DJV gang, as we go through the numbers from number 10 to number 1. The story's number 6, as we count them down, is a focus on health care reform. I think this is kind of one of those ethereal things that appears in the mist here. It's just something that shows up and people start talking about it. I don't know if there's anything... you know, really different. There's a lot of talk with the candidates about how to fix health care, but I don't know if there's anything going on in reality that would change the reality at the moment. Is there? Am I missing something, ladies?
I don't know. This is a personal one for me. The whole idea that healthcare reform and whether we have Medicare for all or Medicare for all who want it or whatever you want to call it, expanded Obamacare, the fact that our country has so many uninsured people and underinsured people. Bernie really is the only one who's really talking about this at length. It's just crazy to me. In my own life, you know, my husband lost his job last year. He was unemployed for 6 months. We had no health insurance. It was a scary time because if something happens, then what? You know, I mean, a friend of mine just got into an accident and has no health insurance and probably should have gone to the hospital, but he didn't because he doesn't have health insurance. And he just sort of went home and waited it out. And
well, then why does he do what all the illegal immigrants do and go and then disappear? Just to go in,
yeah.
Hospital treat you? You don't
well,
have
it only is the middle class. It's only the middle class who gets hammered with this. It's
yeah,
only the
exactly.
People who don't have insurance. They go to the hospital and they rack up a $20,000 bill that they're not going to actually... pay, or that they right. or that they will actually yeah. have to pay at some point, yeah. but it's going to be a tough
or
one. Where everybody else
more
who is
bankruptcies
poor.
Are declared in this country because of health problems.
And isn't that so insane?
What kind of a damning?
And you know, the
thing.
Funny thing is, I you know, being in LA and spending a lot of time in the hospital, unfortunately, this past month, in and out with family members. Yeah, listening to when someone comes in and say, and you hear them trying to admit the person and saying, "Where's your health insurance?" Well, I don't know. And where's your ID? Well, I don't know. And they have to treat you anyway, and those are the people that walk and that are making things so expensive for everybody else. But
right.
I think Republicans and Democrats have failed miserably on health care. I don't know why we don't go into the health care industry, and this maybe is not the typical conservative perspective, but I don't know why we don't go into the health care industry and just make it so that they're not charging $100 for a Tylenol, because I don't want government in my health care. Well, I think that is the worst idea on the planet. Just look at the VA. But you have to have some regulation and create some competition and let people actually bid for your business so that you can pay for something that's affordable.
It's a protected species, if you will.
Yeah, I just don't know how you get away with it. Because there's so much
money, they spend so much money buying congressmen and senators. The amount of dough the pharmaceutical industry spends on these people.
It's pharmaceuticals. It's the hospitals. It's the staffing. It's the. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Well, staff
too
is not overpaid. You tell them the nurses. Find me one nurse that thinks that they're paid enough money.
Well, no one thinks that they're overpaid.
Well, but what I'm saying.
Think about the operating costs. Is what I'm talking about. Hospital directors. Yeah. What goes in? I mean, let's start cutting some costs and running a business like it's a small business. And I think people would actually be able to afford their health care privately instead of having to bring in a government option.
It's become part of the Democratic side anyway. All these people, especially Bernie, preaching about it. The problem is the idea is good, but nobody in their right mind thinks
though.
You can't pay for it. You can't. His idea is Dreamsville. Never in a hundred thousand million years is that going to get paid for the way he's laid it out.
Yeah, but
he can't even tell you how much it cost. But the sad reality, though, is when we keep saying, "Oh, well, we can," we can't pay for that. But how come every country in Europe has a public and private option? They can pay for it. So why can't we?
That because Jennifer just answered the question because of the greedy pharmaceutical industry as much as anything else. 28 past the hour on the News Talk Roundup.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This November, we're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Good stuff here on the radio and elsewhere. Podcasts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can get them at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV crew, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, as we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. We started number 10. Excuse me, we're at number 5 now. A focus on the economy. A lot of people are talking still, talking up the economic situation. There's a lot of optimism around. A lot of business formations seem to be picking up. New tax ID numbers jumped in the fourth quarter of last year. Business formations, for every 100 applications that are filed, only 10 actually go into business, but that's okay. There are a lot of people who are saying numbers are up about 4 or 5%. Are you going to start a business or will there be new businesses? Very strong in Rhode Island, Tennessee, Ohio, New Mexico, Louisiana, Utah, Nevada especially. So we go back to Nevada, the seat of the latest incursion into our lives here. What are these people going to do? We got to talk about that, but let's spend a few minutes on the economy and whether it's good, because a lot of questions that remain, and one of them is the impact of the virus. So we probably could put number four, which is the virus, together with number five and how it will be affected the economy by China. This deadly flu shutting down most of the factories in certain provinces in China. Automobile factories around the world are stopping production of a lot of things that are dependent on Chinese stuff.
Taking a hit from coronavirus, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't happened just yet, but it will happen for September when they do their annual, the big event where they unveil the newest iPhones and iPads and everything. They will have the prototypes, but we don't really know yet what the impact will be on distribution. So we could maybe start we might see pre-orders starting at the end of September like normal, and then usually the first week of October they ship. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Because
could there be a delay in my new upgrade for $2,000, my new $2,000?
Yes. Yes.
Good God.
And there are some tech writers who are saying that the delays could stretch into the spring of 2021, mm-hmm. which would be the longest we've ever waited for a new iPhone or iPad or whatever.
All right, so let's talk about number four then as an isolated item and the sorts of things that are floating around. Jennifer, during the week you've talked about various conspiracy theories. They've been underscored by certain political aspirants saying that this is what's really going on. We did some math on the program this week because of some numbers that came through the reporter from the Epoch Times as to what might be the consequence really of all of this, the fact that there may be 140 million people that die inside of China, and the Chinese government thinking, well, that's a pretty good idea. We need to get rid of our population. We're overpopulated anyway. I mean, there are all kinds of things that you could, but at the current fatality rate, 2.3%, and you look at some of the numbers that have been spread around, 70% of the people in the country and maybe around the world, 40% of people around the world, 70% of the people in China could be affected by this, according to something from one of the health professors at the Harvard School of Public Health. So you look
at
these numbers.
Well, I thought it was interesting,
man,
when we interviewed that the reporter from the Epoch Times. I thought it was really jarring when she said that from what they're seeing and hearing from their sources, that the numbers that China is reporting, which is like just over 2,000 deaths, right, that they actually believe that that it's 20 times that.
Right.
And that China is
just
not
a
thing. Yeah, for the same thing that they, and that's what Tom Cotton's been getting at. The senator from Arkansas has been saying, look, we don't know if this was intentional because this was an active virus that was being investigated in Wuhan and it just so happened to break out there. So whether it was an accidental breach in that facility or if China was working on some sort of chemical warfare to use against their own people or against other nations or whoever, that was something to investigate. And then there's also been the idea that they haven't really been forthcoming about how many people actually are infected and how many people have died. And the thing that scares me more about this, obviously, any kind of chemical warfare is enough to make you go, ugh, it gives you the EBGBs and it makes you think, whoa, how, you know, because it's really easy to do this and cause massive destruction, people anywhere. But the fact that it's spreading on currency, the fact that you don't even have to have person-to-person contact,
right,
and you can still pick it up is really disturbing to me. And, obviously, it's important to have a strong immune system and all that stuff, but you just never know. And even if you have a strong immune system, do you still want to have to battle out the coronavirus? I don't think any of us want that.
Nope. I've got a friend who's at Cedars-Sinai right now, 6 days, because he has a really bad case of the flu, and they were giving him IV, and they told him he had to stay in. He needed 6 days of the IV, so he sent me a video last night of him being in a bed in the hospital, kind of having fun with it, but he's the principal of an elementary school. So what do you... He said, I'm getting away from my kids because I don't want them to get it. And then when he went to see the doctor on Thursday, and the doctor says, you're dehydrated and there are all kinds of other things that need to be focused. So he went right to the hospital and sent me a video of him with an IV in his arm. So that, that kind of stuff, it isn't just the virus, the COVID virus, but the flu in our country this year, want to, again, whether it's mismanagement or whether it's just they can't figure it out and they don't want to admit they can't figure out, they prepared millions and millions and millions of flu vaccine vials so that you go to the doctor or you go to the CVS or whatever and get a flu shot. They're no damn good. There's nothing that it just doesn't. 68% of the flu isn't anything that can be addressed by whatever the flu shots give you this year. So at this point, in February, it's about 12,500 people who have died, somewhere between 12,000 and 13,000 people since the beginning of the year in this country alone who have died from the regular ordinary flu. So
it definitely stands to reason that at least that number and maybe twice that number in China would have died already.
Why would you believe anything the Chinese say? They are lying through their teeth about most everything. They're lying, no good,
and you know,
SOBs.
And if they did, and I'm not really into conspiracy theories, however, to me,
Jennifer
it does.
And I love them.
I know. But
actually, I never used to like them, but Doug got me into them.
Yeah.
But I'll hop on the train for this one. I don't think that if China was creating the coronavirus on purpose, I don't know that that they would plan to use it on mainland China, but think about the biggest thorn in their side right now. It's Hong Kong. And if you think of it, that has all the protests, hundreds of thousands of people, the elections, everything that's been going on in Hong Kong.
That's a good one, Victoria.
Good for you, Victoria. Good for you.
Think about it. I've got my little tinfoil hat on now. That makes a lot of sense to me. And this also feels like this was bumbled completely.
And every doctor that spoke out, even though they look perfectly healthy, one day all of a sudden
now
succumbed to the coronavirus. So,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I would suspect this would be about Hong Kong.
All right. Where are we here? Number three. The turmoil at the Department of Justice. There's a lot of turmoil in the intelligence community, too, it looks like. To me, this guy, Richard Grenell, used to be the ambassador.
Rick Grenell is great. Don't poo-poo him. He is so
awesome. I don't even know him. No, I'm just trying to figure out how he got from being the ambassador to Germany to replacing Joe McGuire, and I don't know that much about Joe McGuire.
It's going to be temporary because he doesn't have, he could be confirmed by the Senate. People like Rick Grenell, actually.
Yeah.
What
is there to like? What's his story? What's his background?
Actually, his background, he's a local guy from California. He's from Palm Springs. He's openly gay, and he is, he's done a great job. Like, the ambassador community all really loves Rick Grenell. He's kind of a shining star. He's a young guy. He just seems to be kind of on the rise. I don't think it's going to be a permanent position. I think they'll probably bring someone else in. But the last guy, McGuire, didn't seem to have any big beef with Trump. He was just ready to move on. They needed someone to go into that position. So,
can I say something? This is not about you, because I don't have to apologize to you about anything. We've been together too long.
Yeah, you do.
She's like, hang on, I've got a list of things.
Okay. So when there's a Mr. Grenell, a gay guy, it just ruffles my feathers like Joe Blow, a black guy. Or when you sign a mortgage, Joe Blow, a single man.
The reason I bring it up is actually because he, and people will refer to him that way. I think he's the first openly gay member of any to have any cabinet position in government ever. So it's one of those glass ceiling moments, which is why I think most people mention that. What he's done for gay rights, he was the one that really lobbied Trump to make it illegal to kill gay people or to make it that we won't cooperate with the governments who basically murder gay people in Saudi Arabia and Iran and Russia and all that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I do want to have a minute on here, we're getting close on time, is Barr and Trump, their relationship. What in the name of heavens is going on there, and what do we believe?
I believe they're fine.
Crickets.
I really do. I do believe they're fine. I think the Attorney General doesn't like Trump's tweets.
News media.
I think Barr is warning him not to tweet, certainly saying, hey, you're making this more difficult for me. But I think the reports that he's going to resign aren't true. He's even said that.
Yeah, I don't think he's
going to. What did you say, Victoria?
I don't think he's going anywhere either, but I also think that I think this is very manufactured. This just, it all felt very manufactured to me. Oh, I'm unhappy with his tweets. It's like, nah, you're probably really not.
All right, in a moment, we deal with the presidential pardons and the debate as time allows here on the Talk Radio Review, 44 past the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, a couple of moments here on the pardon deal. Blagojevich got the most attention. I don't even know who else got it. Were there 14 people that got pardoned this week by the president? Was it?
A couple for drug charges. The former owner of the 49ers, Bernie Kerik, was one also on the list.
Blagojevich, well, Bernie Kerik is a...
Mike Milligan, right? The junk bond guy.
Michael Milligan, yeah, he should have been pardoned. That's a pardon after he got out of jail. But Blagojevich became a Trumpocrat. Is that what he called him?
That's what he called himself.
It was a travesty of justice. I don't know. I heard one talk show host say, hey, this is nothing unusual. These guys are selling seats and influence all the time. And I suppose that's true in a manner of speaking.
Well, he never really sold the seat. And I think the issue was how long he went to jail for it. I'm no Blagojevich fan, but we have to look at, is that worth 14 years in prison when you didn't even, when you had an idea to do something bad? I don't
know. Yeah. All right. Democratic debate. Who came out on top? The women and Bloomberg and yelling and screaming by Warren and Bernie.
Actually, she didn't
fingers.
Yell and scream. Elizabeth Warren was. It was a very
measured
strong debate performance.
Yeah, she
for
was
her.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it really was.
She got $5 million out of it. So good for her, I guess.
Well, it's funny. I didn't realize this, but a friend of mine had Elizabeth Warren at Harvard Law, and she was her professor. And my friend said that everyone was terrified of Elizabeth Warren. She taught bankruptcy law. And she said, walking in, everyone kept their head down. They didn't want to have any unnecessary attention because they said she was a very strict professor and everyone was scared of her. Because they said the way that she did the smackdown on Mike Bloomberg, that was like every day in class. So I didn't realize that she was that much of, you know, I don't want to say a pit bull, but a pit bull.
All right, there it is, our overview of the top 10 stories, thanks to the info from Talkers Magazine here, the Talk Radio Review.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Time to click on to the Nick Miles button. Nick is the fellow in charge of rautoexpert.com, and when I say in charge, he rules it with an iron hand. Or is it an iron thumb? Which is it? Is your hand or your thumb? What do you use? You put the thumb down?
An iron gas pedal.
Gas pedal. Put your pedal to the metal. That's what it is. All right. So this week, you've been driving. What is new? What do you have? I'm sure you're in Las Vegas where all the action has been this week because I know how political you are.
I was actually in Las Vegas the same night as the Democratic debate, but not for that reason, for the reason that this was the opportunity that General Motors gave to me to drive the most anticipated car, Doug, of the year, the most anticipated, which was the brand new Corvette C8, the new Stingray, the mid-engine car, where they took the engine from the front and they put it behind the driver, which I will tell you is an interesting piece of machinery, but I've been...
Didn't that get tried once? It was called a Corvair? Wasn't that, don't I remember that from about 35 years ago?
It may have been a different car, but that's before my time.
Yeah, okay.
Or before I lived in America.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's an interesting beast. The Corvette has always been this loud, powerful, big V8 engine. And it's interesting as we were on the track out there at Red Rock, and as the C7s, which is the last generation, rolled past, it was noisy, it was loud, it was big, and the new one goes past, and it's much tamer, but that's because it's grown up. It's all those sort of spotty, like, testosterone muscles have become controlled and have become quite refined. And this is actually quite a performance car. I mean, I can't even explain to anybody who's never driven a mid-engine car, but it's like being pushed rather than pulled. 60% of the weight of the car is at the back. I got 0 to 110 miles an hour in about 6 seconds, so that tells you what sort of day I had.
And so do you have whiplash now? Do you have a neck brace on? What do you look like?
Here's the funny thing is they anticipated that when they put us out on the track. So they put us in Hans devices, which is basically sort of a chest brace where your helmet attaches to your chest, so you can't turn your head. It's hard when you turn corners, but you can't turn your head very far. So make sure you don't get the whiplash because you're being such a racer out there.
All right, next up, Elon Musk taking a shot at Bill Gates. Did you see that ad this week that started running for the new Porsche and how the electric Porsche, they had the race and stealing the cars up? Have you seen that spot?
Yeah. First of all, interesting to see a Porsche. I don't remember in my history of seeing my life flooded with Porsche ads. I think they're a company who doesn't do a lot of advertising. However, they have this new Taycan, this new super electric sports car, and it goes directly into Tesla's backyard. I mean, Tesla are all about electric performance cars. And so Bill Gates, the Microsoft king, the second richest man in the world, decides he's going to go ahead and buy a Taycan. He's not going to buy a Tesla. Much to the disgust of Elon Musk, who thinks that everybody should love him, regardless of what they choose as an individual. And he tweeted out, "My conversations with Bill Gates were underwhelming." Which is sort of a gentle stab at why didn't you buy a Tesla, which I find,
What? Under the circumstances, I think probably Gates could have afforded to buy one of each, wouldn't you think?
Yes. That's the problem. It's not about money. It's about image, isn't it? Or it's about fun. And I think he found Porsche a little more fun.
Well, have you driven one of those? I didn't remember you talking about having driven one of those electric Porsches yet. Have you?
I was invited to go to Canada when they did the unveiling, and unfortunately I was already further abroad than that and couldn't come. And the thing about Canada is I love Canada, but only in the summer.
You're going to Minnesota or Maine or Vermont or something. Yeah, who needs it after the end of September? Right. Okay, so that makes good sense.
My love of the snow is seasonal. When it's not there, I love it.
That's why I'm in California, pal. Who needs a New England winter? All right, so who gets Alexa? I saw something about getting Alexa in cars. What, are you crazy?
Well, this is the interesting thing. So Alexa seems to be filling up their houses now. They have had it in the Lamborghinis are getting Alexas in it, but Alexa is actually making units for your car. So now that you are going 160 miles an hour, you can say, "Alexa, please put milk on the shopping list," which is good because you don't have to take your hands off the wheel and write a note. But at the same time, you'll be able to do things like open your garage door and lock your doors and things. So it's cool.
Alexa, listen to Doug Steffen and Nick Miles. See how that works. 59 past the hour on the DJ.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.